Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Breeze, on Fridays, a lot of the time we would have guests in studio. It was kind of a tradition on the show. Obviously, yep. Now, like, you're not even allowed in the studio, so we don't have a guest in studio, but we have one on the phone with us. We have Dave Emmy, the vice chair of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and chair of Rochester's Finest. Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is an organization that we have worked with for years now. Actually, normally, we MC the Rochester Finest event. Dave, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So first off, for those who might not be super familiar with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, could you give a little info here, get everyone up to speed?
Yeah, absolutely. So Cystic Fibrosis Foundation was founded in 1955. It actually services about 70,000 people worldwide that have the defective CF gene. And provides everything from emotional support to assistance with funding on medical equipment and pretty significantly supports R&D efforts for ultimately finding a cure for CF, but certainly medications that offset the symptoms.
Yeah. Dave, I mean, going to these events, the Rochester Finest events, I've heard many parents speak about what it is like when their child has this horrific disease. Can you talk about what they have to endure? It is absolutely heartbreaking.
Yes, it is. So, you know, CF affects a lot of different systems in the body, but, you know, mostly digestive and respiratory. So, you know, really on a daily basis, there are countless medical treatments that last for hours through nebulizers, chest pounding to free up mucus in the lungs, and also a whole litany of other medications and pills to help the digestive system and enzymes to process food properly. So, you know, parents and other support people really are an amazing integral part of helping a person with CF and of course the individual with CF. You know, they're some of the strongest people I've ever met in my life.
I mean, what they have to endure. Yeah, you have to be.
Yeah.
And given the landscape of what is happening right now with COVID-19, a lot of us are new to social distancing. If you're a person who has CF, social distancing has been a part of your entire life.
This isn't new to you.
You literally, if you have CF, you can't be in the same vicinity as someone else who has it.
Right, right, exactly. You know, perfect example is that movie that came out last year, 5 Feet Apart. It's about two people with CF that, you know, have a relationship, and they live their lives social distancing because of an illness or a cold that may affect you or me, it has a whole different set of ramifications for somebody with CF. So seems like they were built for this current pandemic.
Sure,
actually.
Yeah. If we're looking for any kind of little bright side, I suppose.
So CF kind of took their foundation and got the ball rolling with this alternative program, Rochester's Finest, the Rochester Young Professionals, if you will, and are using their organization to get other people involved who may not be really aware or tied to CF directly, but get them involved and help raise awareness to this in a really cool way. Can you talk about the Young Professional Program and Rochester's Finest for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, CF Foundation has a lot of different ways that it expands its reach and impact. And one of those, and honestly, one of the more exciting ways we do it is to get young professionals involved. So, you know, we have this kind of hybrid event that promotes awareness about cystic fibrosis, what the foundation does for the cystic fibrosis community, but it also, through the Finest program, gives us and gives businesses the opportunity to recognize exemplary young professionals out there that are, you know, looking to get involved in the community a little bit more, are excelling in their personal and professional goals. And so the Finest program, you know, gives this opportunity not only to the foundation to, of course, expand its reach, but also to have young professionals get recognized, participate in modern and exciting professional development opportunities, and also just expand their network with a bunch of like-minded YPs. So very exciting program. I love it.
Again, talking to Dave Emmy, the vice chair of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and chair of Rochester's Finest. So maybe there is a boss of a company listening, or a manager of a company listening, and they're thinking, I've got this incredible young professional that works for me. If they want to submit them as a possible candidate for Rochester's Finest, how would they go about that?
Yeah, so pretty simple, actually. We have a survey link up on our Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, Rochester's Finest homepage. You can simply Google it, and they can fill out the form. It takes about 10 minutes to make a nomination. We are actively accepting nominations for the 2020 Finest class, joining the ranks of almost 100 alumni that we've had over the last 8 years. So quite simply, just Google it and hit the link, and we will we'll field nomination.
Talk about the impact that these nominations and these nominees have on not only CF and the CF Foundation, but the community as a whole.
Yeah, so what I find, at least what I found in my personal life, is that you know, my involvement with this program, Rochester's Finest, was really a tipping point for me. Not only with, you know, my involvement in the community, but my involvement with other organizations as well. So you know, I really saw it as a great springboard opportunity to expand my network, and it turned into finding a sense of fulfillment with being involved in my community and helping others in a unique way. So I love to participate in this YP event, of course. And then, you know, as far as the nominees are concerned, they get an opportunity through the Finest program to actually meet people in the cystic fibrosis community, connect with a family that deals with this every day, and actually continue their connection with us for years to come through events like Great Stride. We do a bike riding event every year right in Mendon Ponds Park. And so they can have this prolonged connection with CF. We're happy to have them, for sure.
Yeah, the volunteering aspect of being a young professional, it is so important, and it's obviously the satisfaction that you feel from helping and getting involved with these causes and doing some good. But again, as you mentioned, it's not bad for your career either. You make some good connections, and when it comes down to it, especially in Rochester, I mean, the two are tied: business and these organizations that do so much good for, you know, not just the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, but so many of them do so much good for our community. They really are hand in hand. So it's good to get in, and this is a perfect avenue for people to do that.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Great point there. You know, I've personally benefited from you know, being involved in CF Foundation as far as being fulfilled. But then on the business side, you know, my professional benefits have significantly outweighed the the amount of time that I've spent involved with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. I mean, you know, getting opportunities to do different work, bid different contracts, and also just expand my knowledge base with different markets, just through networking with people that have been involved in the program.
And there's certainly no shame in that. You can help and help yourself out at the same time. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for coming on. And I really, really would love for a ton of young professionals listening right now to head to the website. Can you just say it one more time for anyone who may have missed it before, where they can get registered, where they can nominate someone that they work with, or they can even nominate themselves?
Yeah, so quite simply, the thing to do is just Google Rochester's Finest Cystic Fibrosis, and it'll just bring you to our Rochester CF page, and right there you can nominate.
There Perfect. We go. All right, Dave, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.